Welcome back. This is Golf Reviews with your co-host Scott Patton and Colin Gearing of http://golfreview.podomatic.com. Our mission is to head out and let you know about all the great training aids and all the not-so-great training aids so that you get the ones that are good, get you up to date on what's happening in the world of golf. And as an added bonus, we've decided that we're going to go and golf all the great golf courses of the world and tell you which ones you should make sure you go and golf at. Right, Colin?
Absolutely, and aloha. I'm here in Oahu, Hawaii, and just got finished actually playing the famous Ko'olau Golf Club. It's on the windward side of the island, and it's absolutely spectacular. There's a 2,000-foot mountain range right beside it, the Ko'olau Ridge Range.
And wow.
It's absolutely, I think, the most beautiful golf course I've ever played on. It's like playing in the jungle, Scott. And I guess there's a good and bad to that. When you hit your golf ball out of bounds, it is out of bounds. You're in the jungle and you ain't finding it.
Awesome. So how was your game?
Well, most holes I played good, but like I say, when you hit one out of bounds here, it's definitely out. And this golf course has actually been rated as the most challenging course in America. So I had some great shots and some not so great shots today, but I had an absolute blast. You know, it's such a beautiful setting. And you can look on the website for some of the pictures. We'll supply you a couple of pictures of this golf course on the website here.
That's right. We're gonna put some of the shots up of Colin playing there, and just also of the beauty of the course, just so that you can take a look.
Yeah, and you'll see how spectacular it is. But you know what? I'm surprised. This golf course is kind of one of the hidden gems, I think, on the island of Oahu, because it's a little bit tucked away. It's not in the busy side of the island, and it's not close to where the action is. What's surprising, it's really only probably 20 to 25 minutes out of Waikiki. So it's right there where the action is. But because it's on the other side of the mountains and people go over the big pass, I think it's called the Pali Highway, you know, people perceive that it's a long ways away. So the golf course is not busy, and you know, I think it's like $95 per person for most people. A lot of you got to understand, a lot of people, when you're in the industry, give you comps and want you to, you know, give a nice review, which I'm happy to do anyways for this golf course because I love it.
Right.
If you didn't give me a break on my round, I would be giving this golf course a 5-star rating. It's just spectacular.
I understand there are some cascading waterfalls around as well.
You know, there are. There's not any right on the golf course, Scott, but there's some really cool waterfalls that you can go to in Hawaii. There's the Tantalus Falls. There's a couple. In fact, there's another set of falls. Maybe what I'll do is provide a review of Oahu. In fact, this is I actually did some work with the Oahu Visitors Bureau a number of years ago and got to be the ultimate tour guide of Hawaii. So I've got the ultimate tour guide of Oahu. And it's a virtual tour with a bunch of pictures and everything. And if anybody wants that, what I'm happy to do, if they just slip me an email, I'll be happy to send you that as a free copy of your tour guide to Oahu. So I've got all the golf courses and listings and directories of every, you know, place to play, all the hotels, really everything you could look for. And, you know, a great website to go to for directions and finding out things about Hawaii is actually the Visitors Bureau website. It's go-hawaii.com. And you can literally plan your entire vacation right from their website. You can find links to all the different hotels, and it's a really great, effective guide to planning your trip. You know, the one thing, Scott, I see so many people on their vacations that are not doing enough research on the Internet before they go.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, busy looking at all the, you know, the magazine racks, and they're spending a lot of their vacation time trying to figure out what to go and do. And gosh, I'd rather just be out having a blast on my vacation rather than, you know, wandering around and trying to find things on a map. And I like to kind of plan that stuff out ahead of time. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you want to get that vacation guide from Colin, just email golfreview@podomatic.com, and we'll get that, and we'll get that right out to you.
Yeah. So I've got some spectacular photos here. And, you know, I'd say there's a couple other private or public clubs that I'd really recommend as well here that we've played this week. One is Ko'olina, and it's actually on the northwest side of the island. It's actually about an hour's drive, but there's a beautiful resort there. That resort was actually where the movie Blue Crush was filmed. And it's a great. If you haven't seen that movie, it's a great movie to get you inspired and excited about going to Hawaii. And so, yeah, fun.
Excellent. Well, that's there you go, folks. You just got a bonus review in today's podcast. Not one, but two Hawaiian golf courses.
Yeah, those would be my top two picks as far as great public courses to play on the island of Oahu. And we'll keep
you posted. And that, the Ko'olina, that was designed by Ted Robinson.
Yes, it was, actually.
Yeah, very, very, very good. It's listed as one of the top 75 resort courses in the United States, according to Golf Digest.
One thing to keep in mind in the golf courses in Oahu is you want to make sure that you're always allowing for the ball to break towards the ocean. The grass tends to grow towards the ocean.
Oh.
So there's actually quite a strong break in a lot of the greens, and you actually have to read the break on the grain of the grass and watch, because it will break towards the ocean on almost every hole.
Interesting. And there's your bonus tip.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome. So what's the next golf course you're going to be hitting before you head home?
You know, we've got a few. I think we're going to try and tour as many of the golf courses as we can. So if people want to stay posted, I'll give a couple other reviews of golf courses in Hawaii.
Excellent. All right. Well, this is Scott Patton from Vancouver, B.C., and Colin Gehring visiting Hawaii, saying keep focused on your shots.
And aloha.
And aloha. See you next time.